I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Hey everybody, welcome to Don't Make Me Come Back There. We are a funny podcast about family. My name is Dustin Nickerson. I'm a stand-up comedian and the host of the aforementioned podcast. And alongside me in our state-of-the-art recording studio above Public Square Coffee in downtown La Mesa, California, is my lovely wife, my co-host, overall great gal. We're a little lagging today. I'm trying to get a feel for your mood.
I got honey on my hands.
Ooh, old honey hands. Uh-oh.
The jib.
Yeah, it sounds like a real sticky situation you're in there. That's a lot of my life as a child in the Northwest growing up. Real sticky hands climbing those trees.
Oh, the
sappy. Got a, you know, it's a real sappy story.
Yeah. What?
Sorry.
In Colorado, there's a lot of sap.
Yeah.
In the trees.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tell me about it.
Just put, a lot of pine cones.
Okay, I'd like you to put three consecutive sentences together this morning. And elaborate on.
I can give you one. Any topic, I can give you one sentence. Yeah. That's it.
I was trying to do a roast of the outfit. It's not even a roast. My first thought is it looked like the what was the magazine in the 90s we all had in our classrooms?
Was it?
No.
Yeah.
Highlights?
Like highlights, animal, yeah. It kind of looked like a highlights cover, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Or it kind of looked like the Journeys logo in the mall, or like a 90s Nickelodeon dad kind of outfit. I didn't have a good one.
We said Umbro before. Remember when you had that blue, like kind of wavy?
You think that's Umbro?
No, it's not, but it's kind of.
I definitely had like a second grade photo where I'm wearing a shirt that looks exactly like that, but has the different colors.
Yeah, it's a lot going on. I like it. Every pattern is different. It keeps changing.
Well, I realized that I could wear men's size shirts.
Mm-hmm.
So when we were in LA at that Goodwill.
Yeah.
It's like, and not that I didn't know I could wear men's shirts, but but I happened to find it, and it's like Uniqlo, I think, which is just like or Cotton On, or one of those kind of, you know, it's just like a store.
Okay.
But anyways, it's like long, but I can tuck it in, so it like works. I don't know.
Mel's fashion tips right here.
And the men's shirts are brown.
You put a hat on and a vest on there, tie the whole outfit together.
I like this style of shirt.
Yeah.
On me.
A button up?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like a soft short sleeve button up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A waitress outfit. Yeah.
could easily throw a vest over it.
This is a professional, like, yeah, you should have a little tray.
Yeah.
You want to give me some potato boats going?
I was going to say some mozzarella sticks.
Yeah, sounds great.
Suburban bistro.
There we go.
That's what I'm...
Yes.
Bistro.
Remember all the cafes in the 90s that had the, like...
Squiggles?
Well, yes, but there was the weird... There was, like, a guy that they would draw.
Like a chef?
A chef.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Or like a waiter.
Yeah.
A waiter character.
But he'd have a cartoonishly sized proportions because he was an actual cartoon.
This was like a black line.
Yeah. Tiny little mustache, chef. Right? Yeah.
No, but I know what you're talking about, where it's like a squiggle line that makes a person, like holding a cloche.
Yeah. Yeah, they're like, let's not get too detailed.
No. Yeah. Let's not put too much work into this. Mm-hmm. And that was every 90s cafe.
All of them.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Come order your mocha. Don't worry, it's just normal coffee. No, it's not. There's barely any coffee in there. It's just you're drinking hot chocolate as an adult. Everything's fine. Anyways, everybody, thanks for tuning in to our episode today. It is mid-November, so our main topic that we're here to talk about today is that it's dark now, guys. Mm-hmm. This is not a political take. I guess a little less than half the country thinks that, is feeling that way. But it's just hours of the day. It's dark now. And it's hard to fill that time as a parent. What do you do with your kids all these hours? It's so dark, so early. So we're going to talk about that. That's our main topic here that we're going to get to today.
How to not fall asleep in the evening.
I know.
Yeah.
Or how about the late afternoon?
Yep.
I'm a sweepy, sweepy boy.
That's what we were picking up our daughter at like 2:30 yesterday, and we were like, well, sun's about to set.
Yeah. Well, about time to turn it in. It's a nice little night we've had here. But before we get into that, we're going to do a weekend recap, a couple emails. We got some emails at the end, too. Okay. We want to set you guys up. So next, we're firmly into our holiday season of episodes.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So,
holidays are upon us.
Because our next episode will be Thanksgiving, the one for Thanksgiving. Is that right?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And then we're right into the holidays of December and such. So check it out. We love doing those holiday episodes, but we want to get some emails from you guys in the Dustin Nickerson Comedy Fans Facebook group and send us emails at don'tmakemecomebackthere@gmail.com. For next week, this is one. What is your spiciest Thanksgiving take? I feel like Thanksgiving is one of those holidays that people got a lot of strong opinions on.
Yeah, like if you don't have, you know, the family mac and cheese recipe, then it's not Thanksgiving.
Then it's not Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So everyone's like, who is making that? You know?
And if you blow it one year, then you're out of the family.
That's it. One try.
Yeah. So it can be food. It can be football oriented. Maybe you're like, we shouldn't watch football on Thanksgiving. Maybe that's your spice. Maybe you shouldn't play games. Maybe you should play games. Maybe.
Or no Christmas shopping.
Yeah.
No Christmas shopping.
No Christmas shopping. No Christmas music. Maybe that can be no Christmas decor. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's in regards to the Thanksgiving turkey football game. Maybe that, which I have not participated in many years. Maybe it's mine and it's food related that I don't like turkey. I think turkey is a very mediocre food, and there's a reason we don't eat it very often. I kind of buried the lead with mine for next week, but I want to hear your guys's. What you got an example? You got a spicy tea day take?
Spicy. I mean, you know mine.
Yeah, don't cook.
We kind of just stopped making traditional Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So there you go. So send us that. Mm-hmm. Also, if you want to look ahead, we want to hear you guys' thoughts on what are you guys looking forward to the holiday season. We're always interested in hearing your holiday horror stories. Trips gone wrong, cooking gone wrong, terrible gifts, things that are just all the things
Santa
that could go
mishaps.
Bad. Santa mishaps. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And also another question we'd like, what are some of your unique family traditions that you created? Things that you and just your family do that you're like, hey, I didn't get, maybe you got it from your parents. Maybe you just did it for your partner and your kids. And you're like, hey, this is our thing. We got a few,
mm-hmm.
like for example, we, you know, we, this is a huge flex and I'm going to admit we open presents and then we go to the beach. We just go walk at the beach oftentimes without the kids. Because Mel needs a break.
Yeah.
So, mm-hmm. anyways, emails at don'tmakemecomebackthere@gmail.com for that. And the Dustin Nickerson Comedy Fans Group. So, I want to promote some upcoming shows. Let's see here. Yesterday, I was in Springfield, Missouri. Hope you guys enjoyed that. Then the rest of this month, I'm in Raleigh, Chattanooga, Everett. Next month, Oklahoma City, Tulsa, Spokane, Phoenix. This just went on sale. I don't know if I mentioned this last week or not, but we have a San Diego date, the La Jolla Comedy Store, January 3rd through 5th, 5 shows at the, up in La Jolla there, so check that out. Then the rest of the year, we got Indy, Denver, St. Louis, Columbia, Missouri, Toronto, Modesto, Santa Cruz, Petaluma, Berkeley, Eugene, new ones on sale for this summer, Pottstown, PA, and in September, that one's on sale way in advance, Stamford, Connecticut, so there you go. Right. I'm out there. We're out here working, everybody.
We also have a Patreon Zoom hang.
Melissa, what is Patreon? I don't even
well,
know.
Well, Dustin, it's a way to give a little more and get a little more.
Ooh, I love both those things. So, giving and getting.
We're talking about behind-the-scenes content, early releases on news and updates, mm-hmm. all things Dustin Nickerson comedy. We've got a monthly Zoom hang. You also can lock in the Nickerson family Christmas card between now and December 1st, if you join Patreon.
Great.
You can also get meet and greets at shows backstage. So lots of good stuff.
Lots and lots of good stuff. Mm-hmm. And you guys have been getting reviews. Here's a couple more. Ready?
Yep.
This is a 4-star one.
Okay.
From Alpha Theta. Recent subscriber. Love the pod. Funny. Relatable. Highly recommend. But not a fan of the Mel being interrupted so much.
Oh, boy.
She handles it well. Maybe she just doesn't notice her mind. Just something that I notice a decent amount in almost every episode. And this one is 4-star funny, comma, relatable. This is from Fire EMS 29. Going to give it 5 stars when Dustin quits interrupting Mel.
Got a trend.
All right.
Hilarious.
Message received. I've never heard that from you, though. But if it is an issue.
I do think we talk over each other on this podcast, but if I'm like, let me finish my thought. I said that today to you. We were planning the episode. I was like, I'm halfway through the story.
Yeah. Well, you know, sometimes your stories lag.
Tell the reviews.
They still get 4 stars. So,
please Mel, jump in.
Great. Anyways, thanks for the reviews, everybody. All right, let's do a weekend review. This is, before we get into this, this is from Emily, who's a regular listener. She's a backseater. This subject, Oxnard, California. Emily says, I wish I did not know this, but I do. Oxnard farmers grow many different crops, because we talked about this last week, including mm-hmm. strawberries, avocados, and lemons. Gilroy, California is the garlic capital of the world.
Oh, I missed that.
Okay.
Castroville is artichokes. Salinas is lettuce, et cetera, et cetera. I wish I was a beach farmer, Emily.
Good email, Emily.
Nice.
Get it together over there, buddy.
G for garlic. I will remember that now.
Gilroy
for garlic.
Gilroy for garlic. Well.
Dang.
Anyways, it was a good weekend. I was up in Bakersfield. I don't know what Bakersfield is known for as far as there. I know there's one stinky, smelly place where cows are dying. What is it called? Not a butcher.
I do not know.
You know.
It's a
ranch.
Yeah.
A cows?
Yeah.
It's a cattle ranch.
Yeah. And you're like, you see them all lined up and you're like, whew, all right, well, wish that wasn't right by the freeway. but yeah, the Bakersfield show was great. It was my first time playing the Well Comedy Club. So thanks to all you backseaters that came out for that. It was very fun. It was a cool venue. And I the night before, so it was an interesting weekend. So Friday I had the show. Saturday, Joel had a race. Mm-hmm. He's in the playoffs now mm-hmm. for cross country. And I was like, okay, well, I have to drive back right after. Bakersfield to San Diego, no traffic, is about 4 hours. With traffic, 6 to 7. So I was like, well, I'll just drive back. But I don't want to do both those drives in the same day. So Thursday, I went up, did some spots at the Comedy Store, stayed at Tomlinson's house, got some breakfast and stuff with her. She lives, I'm not going to say where she lives. We went, you know what? I'm not going to air any details about that. We drove... Nope, can't say anything. No, you can keep this in of me dancing around her neighborhood. But we had it was nice to see Taylor, and it was nice to do spots at the store. I went for the store, so we'll do a little Dustin's Comedy Corner if this is interesting to people at all. So the Comedy Store has paid regulars. You know, a lot of clubs, they do this where, so if your name's on the wall, you're a paid regular. And there's a thing before that called friends and family. And you
it's like Patreon tiers.
Yes. That's exactly like Patreon tiers. And... and that means you get like development spots. So you can only be in like the main room or the belly room upstairs for certain times. And you're still like showcasing, I guess, there. But you're not a paid regular because you haven't auditioned or whatever. It's a whole process. The store is very, and the Comedy Cellar's like this too in New York. And so, anyways, it's like wasn't a great show. There was like 7 people there. And I was talking to Tay after. She's like, what are you doing? Because even one of the door guys was like, what are you doing? Like, he goes like, you have what we want. We're all here to try and get to be a road headliner with you and get your following and get some fans and stuff. And I was telling Tay, like, it is still very important to me, like, to have hard shows and bomb and be a nobody and have no notoriety and not be the headliner and not have like this. Because even when I'm out with Tay and Nate, it's like those are easy crowds.
And when you have the opening, like you've seen him on, mm-hmm. you know, yeah.
Yeah. And this is just 7 people who don't know who I am, who don't know who's on the show. It's not a good group. It's
Thursday night.
Even like I might be one of, it's like there's like 18 comics on the show. I may be like one of 3 pros, like who this is my job. And I'm probably older than all of them. And I was like, yeah, but this is still important to me to like eat the humble pie here and just remain in it, you know, like just to not, because it is a temptation. And I think in comedy, I don't know if this is true of everywhere, but like it to like just only do the comfortable things. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So anyways, it was, yeah. So I did that in the saute, and the Bakersfield show was great. And I liked that room a lot. So thanks to everyone who came out to that.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food. And before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit. Track budgets and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
And then I drove back, and we had Joel's playoff. Wait, I always mess up the things.
No, it doesn't matter. Okay. Just the first round.
Yeah, the first round.
Mm-hmm.
So these are the teams in his league.
Yeah.
And he got, it was a great race. He was like, this is, how many times has he run this now? This is his third time.
Mm-hmm.
Shaved a minute off.
Yeah, no, he wasn't healthy last year at conference.
Right.
So that was terrible.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you have to run conference to go to CIF.
Yeah.
So So he did.
His coach even said it, like, afterwards. Like, he did a great race, and he finished, like, fourth overall and got all league and stuff. And he was like, yeah, I'm not used to him being, like, healthy this time of year.
Yeah, well, ever since our kid, you know, could drive, you don't see him as much. You don't have tabs on him. And so, you know, he would be gone all weekend, and then Monday morning he'd be like, I'm sick. And you're like, well, you're going to school because you were gone all weekend.
Yeah.
And so then that's really hard when you're – it's just really hard to stay healthy for long distance running.
Right.
In the fall.
Well,
and they just went on a trip as a team, which they all got sick on. And so you're like just hoping it doesn't go to their lungs, because if it goes to their lungs, it's pretty hard to run.
Mm-hmm.
3 miles at your fastest pace. So,
yeah.
So a lot of vitamin C and a lot of telling him to go to bed. And
which 17-year-old boys love.
Yeah. And watching, I mean, we have so many inhalers and nasal sprays and what's it called?
Claritin, Flonase.
Nope. It's the thing you put in the room to give air.
Humidifier.
Humidifiers. Yeah. And you're just watching everything and, you know, it's just as the temperature drops and the air gets drier, like that's like the danger zone for Joel.
Yeah. Yeah.
So,
and everyone's got the sniffles around the house.
Mm-hmm.
You are right. Mm-hmm. Like you were hurt your sophomore and junior years.
Yeah. So I'm trying to remember, my sophomore year, I got a stomach flu the night before districts.
Mm.
I threw up. At school, I had to be in class for 4 of the 7 periods.
Yeah.
I went to my coach's house and laid on her couch for an hour and a half. I went to the race. I had to qualify individually.
Mm-hmm.
I did not qualify. I threw up in my gloves because it's freezing in Washington State. My poor mom had to put me in the car after I threw up in my hands. I was so sick.
Yeah.
And so devastated because I didn't qualify for state individually. And then my junior year, I had a hip injury, like a ITB. Someone from another school took me on a long run, and I had never ran that long off season.
Did they hurt you on purpose? Were they...
I'm not naming names.
They were trying to take out the competition.
It took me on a long run. That was longer than I had ever ran before.
Was this a boy?
No, it wasn't.
I'm still jealous of these high school boys. I know their names.
So then I ran at districts just hobbling, just so hurt and crying and, not qualifying. So then I guess it was even
that's the saddest thing ever.
More ridiculous. Deeming to qualify my senior year.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that was cross country. Yeah. Track was different.
You think it was, but, you know, because you had like, you know, little like inspiration. You think there's like a boy you were kind of like trying to show off for, maybe?
You were trying to get me to quit running.
I wasn't trying
to quit running and spend more time with you.
Well, that's an oversimplification. What I noticed is that you would just get real mean around races.
Yeah, I was stressed.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Kind of like the start of this episode. You're dead. I'll kill you, Dustin.
I was being mean.
I don't think that you were, I'm not trying to blame you for me interrupting you. I was just trying to comment that I think that you and I have a natural, I think this is common of a lot of couples, that you have like a natural flow to how you talk as a couple. But when that's presented for other people to hear.
I don't notice it on this episode, but it's ironic because when we first started dating, you hated how much I interrupted
you. That's true.
And that was the flow of my family.
Yeah.
My family is 6. We all interrupt. They still do. Everyone interrupts everyone.
Yeah.
And you hated that. Mm-hmm. And I was like, fine, I'll learn, but I'm going to naturally do it. Mm-hmm. So I just found it very ironic.
Right.
And perhaps triggering when people review that and say, stop interrupting her, because it's like a role reversal there.
Yeah.
But also it's just the flow of an episode. Like, and like I said, I take all the interrupting I can get today. Please interrupt me. I don't have an end to this thought.
Yeah. It's fair, though, because I have listened back to episodes, and I'm like, oh, Mel was trying to say something there.
No, I mean, you get on here, you have some caffeine, you're excited.
Yeah.
You know? No, I try not to re-listen to them because I get embarrassed and
really?
Self-conscious. Yeah. No, I do. I can't ever think stuff. I have to, for better or for worse, perform and then walk away because mm-hmm. if not, I'll get in my head.
Catch and release.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm. Because it's like, what's done is done. I can't do anything about it now.
Let the past die, Melissa.
Just move forward.
Well, that's a nice transition into our subject, into our topic this week. Well, Mel and I, the way that we try and do these episodes is, you know, we like we said, an hour before, as we were sitting down with our coffee pre-show, we're like, what are parents going through right now? What are families going through right now? And you said, how did you say it exactly?
I think I said the dark months.
Yeah.
And what I mean is, you know, the time change was like a week ago.
Yeah.
Two Sundays ago. Mm-hmm. And suddenly it is so dark, so early. The kids aren't tired yet.
No.
And as we were saying, it's colder, wetter, snow, depending on your climate.
Yeah.
In certain areas, it's getting dark at 3:30. Mm-hmm. And so you're just like, oh no.
Yeah.
What am I going to do with these kids?
Look up what time the sun sets in Seattle right now.
I know by mid-December, it's 3:30. I used to watch it happen.
4:30 right now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Because we would, we grew up in the Northwest, so we would go to school in the dark. And but during the winter, you go to school in the dark. And if you played a sport, it would be dark when you got out.
Yeah. Well, and I think it's funny because I have been kind of the after school parent with our kids. Mm-hmm. And now you're with us a couple days a week with our youngest, mm-hmm. But I used to tell them, no, you got to play outside until it gets dark.
Yeah.
Because then we're going to be inside from 5 to 8:30, so you got to utilize that sunlight while you have it.
Yeah. People always correct me when I make jokes about it on the internet, but it's not daylight saving. It's daylight savings during the spring, or it goes back to standard time now. Is that how's it work?
I don't know. I couldn't tell you. I mean, Arizona doesn't.
Daylight savings.
Arizona doesn't do it.
Arizona's respect. Yeah.
Neither does Bane.
Neither is what?
Bane.
He was born in darkness.
Born in darkness. Yeah.
And fall back, spring forward. That's how I remember it.
Yeah.
But
well, it's mm-hmm. all like.
It's for farming.
The days
back to farming.
Yeah. Which we know a lot about. The days of oh man, we get an extra hour of sleep. That's over when you're a parent. Children have no respect for daylight savings.
Neither do pets.
Neither do pets.
Yeah.
They don't
mm-hmm.
care.
Mm-hmm.
They don't care that the time changed. They're on a pretty tight schedule.
Our pets are in our living room just waiting for us to wake up.
Pets and babies and toddlers are just I don't care about your dumb they're anarchist. I don't care about your antiquated, dumb, outdated system. Feed me.
Yeah, they're like, we'll have dinner at 4 p.m.
Yes.
If you could just prepare it.
Yeah. And
they really are against the conformity. Mm-hmm. You know?
They're anarchists.
And they're a 5 a.m. wake up time works for me.
Yeah. I want to get up now. It's great. So it the whole idea that you get an extra hour of sleep as soon as you're a parent, that's done. It's not. You just lose it. You're screwed.
It's all gone.
You're just more tired and it's mm-hmm. more dark now.
Yours dragon. Dragon. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, you do a afternoon cup of coffee, and then you start doing evening Coke Zeros.
Yeah, you go up to your non-parents go up to their parent friends like, hey, we get an extra hour tonight. And you're like, screw you. Shut up. You don't even know what I go through.
And it's so dark.
You're like, I'm going to be up breastfeeding at 3 a.m. My baby doesn't care about this.
No.
My baby doesn't care about farmers.
Sleep is gone. Yeah. I tell our teenagers that all the time. I'm like, hey, I have to get up at like 5:45 for a volleyball tournament. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm not picking you up after 10 p.m.
The amount of driving in the dark that you do as a parent during the winter is truly remarkable.
Or you see a lot of parents in their cars in the dark. Because they're kids at a sport or an activity, and they have surrendered to just sit in their car in the dark. And I've done it too.
Yeah. Yeah, people don't realize how much of parenting is sitting in your car in the dark during the winter.
Waiting for them to come to the car. Mm-hmm. Waiting for the activity to end.
Yeah.
Driving them to the activity mm-hmm. in the dark. But actually, that's kind of my solution to these dark days is that your kid's got to do something.
Mm-hmm.
So like either you have like, I don't know, what is it called? Now these days, like families have like gymnastics supplies in their house. They have like mats.
Yeah.
A lot of people have these like little mini bars that kids can hang from. Little floor balance beams.
Oh my.
Yeah, this stuff.
You got it.
We've had it.
Yeah.
I mean, but also because my child has Down syndrome, you build these like mini gyms
occupational therapy kind of stuff.
But we've got friends in Utah that have completely done their entire basements, and it is a gymnasium. I mean, it's a ball pit, ninja swings.
They got the hooks on the stairs so the kids can climb, rock climb their stair set. I've seen this. You can put swings in doorways.
Wow.
Yes,
yeah. Trapeze bars.
We just had the refrigerator box.
They make...
We'd slide down the stairs on it.
You know how...
Jump off the roof into it.
You know how you would take the cushions off your couch and like, make a fort?
Yeah.
Well, now they just have fort sets. They're like $300.
Yeah.
And you can make like triangles and...
Yeah.
I mean, it's a full padded room at this point. Like,
you don't need the sheets and, you know, you hold the sheet up under the plant. And,
that was the worst. Our kids would, like, take bricks.
Yeah.
And stick sheets and then put a brick on top.
Yeah.
And you're like, you're going to move the sheet and the brick is going to fall on
you. Yeah, yeah. The brick might be a little too heavy. This is going to turn into Home Alone. You'll be taking bricks to the head.
So I'm just saying that like the indoor options for kids have come
a long way. Yeah.
Our kids played a lot of soccer in our house.
Yes.
Really lucked out at how few windows have broke from indoor soccer.
Or bones.
Or
for
bones.
That matter, yeah. Fingers
volleyball.
Crossed. Mm-hmm. That's still happening.
Our daughter's
yeah.
still, I mean, our poor walls. Slam volleyballs indoors when it's dark. We hear them. Okay. Oh, Joel had a mini basketball hoop.
Yeah, that was classic.
That was like what he liked to do at bedtime.
Then he
remembered he had a mini basketball hoop in his room.
Get real hype before bed.
Yeah. So there are options, and you have to
board games.
Look into them. No, I'm talking more like activity.
Oh, like, you mean like
Just Dance. Like you gotta. Your kids got to move
in
your house during the dark months.
Yeah.
But when they get older, you know...
trampoline.
In the dark.
In the dark.
In the dark trampoline.
Listen, I've done it before. We'll do it again.
We'd recommend it.
I've had so many night jumping experiences that involved all the wrong things.
Yeah.
I'm surprised I'm alive.
Truly.
Yeah, there's a point when you say the trampoline is coming down today. You have all outgrown it.
Yeah. I think, go ahead.
Our trampoline years are over.
Our kids sent us pictures of them jumping off of our shed onto the trampoline, and then were surprised when we came home and tore the trampoline down.
Yeah, that was when they had kind of broke the net a bit, but it was still netted, which is even more dangerous.
They were jumping over the net into the, you're like, oh no.
Yeah, we were at the LAX airport. We were like, can I get home soon enough?
Where is Grandpa? Sleeping? Okay. Well, the dark months affect Grandpa too.
But I was going to say, a godsend is like a gymnasium for like youth basketball, youth volleyball, wrestling.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of the winter sports.
Yeah, we did. He did 1 year of basketball. Joel did, right? And then Claire, what was Gloria doing? Tumbling a little?
Yeah.
Some tumbling.
Joel did too.
Yeah.
They did some gymnastics, you know. They got the trampoline parks. Those are, you know, expensive.
Yeah.
And, I mean, it's all expensive. But there's options. You got to kind of look around, get the group on, do the classes, do the things.
Yeah.
Keep them active.
I think some of my best games were probably invented, you know.
Actually, sorry, I interrupted you.
No, go ahead. Oh, that's what it feels like? Feels like just a normal way of communicating, actually. It's not a big deal to me, but I respect you, listeners. Thank you.
If you have lights, the kids did night soccer. Like, they did winter soccer.
Yes, yeah. Well, soccer is a winter sport,
which was awesome.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, Gloria would play first. She'd practice for an hour.
Right.
And then the older kids would kick on the side with each other. And then Claire would be on the playground. And it was pure dark.
Yeah.
You know, but we had some lights. And then Joel was the second hour. And then the girls would play while Joel played soccer. If you do that twice a week, your kids are going to be tired.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kung Fu.
Oh, martial arts is indoors.
Yeah.
Yep. Gloria did canoeing. They would actually put... This is a good option, guys. They would put lights on their boats.
Mm.
I mean, it was dark out there.
Yeah.
It's kind of crazy.
Well, that was a COVID one where we're like, what sports are open? Canoeing? Sure.
Well, then they had a gym. They were like weightlifting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Want to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step three, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step four, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel.
This is the new Weight Watchers. It works for members like JoJo, who's learning simple, healthy habits, Sharia, who's making progress with meds, and Kim, who still gets to eat what she loves. For over 60 years, we've helped millions of members find what works for them. Now, it's your turn. Watch your life open up. Watch your story shift. Watch what you're capable of. Watch it work. Get started today at WeightWatchers.com.
People don't realize how much your parenting is just trying to fill the time.
With enriching activities.
Yeah, particularly during the dark months. Because you get home with your kid at 3 o'clock and you're like, there's an hour and a half of daylight left, but there's 6 hours before you go to bed.
But also,
what do we do?
You know, if you're picking them, if you work full time, then you, I don't know, you get home at six or you know, it's already dark, you know, just however you figure it out.
It's kind of like a dysfunctional relationship with the sun. You know?
Yeah.
During those months, sometimes you just hate it.
Uh-huh.
And when it goes away, like, God, come back.
I took you for granted.
Yeah.
I miss you so much.
It's just every year, it's very hard to get used to. You'd think, you're like, I knew this was coming. I should be surprised. And then you're like, no.
Well,
this is the worst.
It's the hour when it goes, because it's all very gradual, and then you lose a full hour, and you're like, whoa. It got real dark real fast. Also, good news, it's also cold and flu season.
Mm-hmm. And the Christmas lights aren't up yet.
Yes.
Because that is the nice. You know, December.
That's true. That's
like,
a good point.
Pure darkness, but that makes the light shine brighter. Mm-hmm. So, it's nice.
And then you get to deal with all your family darkness.
Save it for later.
Or brightness. Depending on your family setup and how things are going there. We are getting to the time of year where you're spending the most amount of time with your kids inside in the house and the highest likelihood that they are sick, you know.
Yeah.
It's hard not to it's hard not to as a parent too be like, I don't know. Was it you who said that? Someone said that recently. You're like, trying to figure out which kid got your kid sick.
You know, that is a slippery slope.
Yeah. One of the hard parts about being a parent this time of year is trying not to figure out which kid got your kid sick.
Because that resentment will build. And we all know, you know, sometimes you take a chance. Mm-hmm. You're like, I mean, they just kind of started coughing yesterday.
Yeah.
He was a little sluggish this morning.
Yeah.
We've all kind of been sniffing. And even schools are like, they're not like, stay home if you're sick.
No.
Schools are like, how sick are you?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Because they want you there. And it is hard. Some days you're like, this is probably just allergies.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next day you're like, oh, no. Or when you pick them up, you're like, oh, you're quite sick.
Yeah. And you're like, well, I guess I send you to a Petri dish for 6 hours a day.
Mm-hmm.
There's going to be some things floating around in there.
Or work.
Yeah.
You're at work and like you're just like, you are too sick to be here.
Yeah.
And then like 3 days later, you've got your coworker's cold.
Yeah.
Because they came to work, like, extremely sick.
No, it's just allergies. It's just allergies. Really?
You're like, I've been tracking your cough. It's been 2 weeks.
Allergies don't usually have a cough attached to them. What kind of allergies you got? Yeah, I think you're allergic to the flu. I think that's the issue here.
Turns out it was me who got you sick.
Yeah. It's hard when somebody coughs because you want to be sympathetic, but you kind of give them the side eye too. Because you're like, dude, I'm trying to go to a concert this weekend.
Well, and exactly. Or you're like, I have holiday travel next week. But I do find it, we had a kid who would get in line, and waiting in line would make them cough. And like as loud as possible.
Yeah.
And you're like,
but she wasn't sick.
You're like, you haven't been coughing at all. Could you save it for for the restaurant line?
Yeah.
You know, and she wasn't sick, but she did appear quite sick in front of all of the restaurant.
And and the reality is our kids have most certainly, we are guilty of getting other kids sick before. There's no doubt about that.
Mm-hmm.
But it is a little bit like driving. They're like, when someone cuts you off, you're like, the audacity. But when you cut somebody off, you're like, sorry.
No, this happens with like this, a sleepover, a sports overnighter trip.
Yeah.
You're like, yesterday they seemed pretty good to go. And then after the aftermath, you're like, my bad. When you have to go pick them up.
Yeah. It is. It really is like, the holidays and Christmas are magical, and Thanksgiving really is kind of the kickoff of that, especially with the break. I always enjoyed Thanksgiving break as a kid, and I like it our family
kids
too.
Love Christmas and holiday breaks.
Yeah. But there is this like kind of like it's almost like a Halloween hangover, where you're like, hey, that was fun, but it's not going to be fun for the next few weeks.
Part of it is the kids see scary stuff from Halloween. Mm. Like just costumes or like a trailer for a movie or something that they shouldn't have seen, but it happens. And then it gets so dark.
We took
them
to Holiday Horror Nights on accident.
They've had all this candy and sugar.
And it's so dark.
It's so dark. And then they're like, I'm overstimulated, this, you know, and now we're going into, they're just like, you know, sugared out and scared.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we're tired.
Yep.
I am so tired at 4:30 p.m. right now.
Yeah.
So tired.
Mm-hmm.
Like, just put me to sleep for 2 days tired.
Yeah. That's usually when you hit your wall.
Yeah.
Like, four-ish.
Yeah. When do you hit yours?
Mm-hmm. Six.
Yeah.
Like, later.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Six or seven.
What hour of the day do you feel like you despair the most? What's your mom despair hour?
Depends on the day. But I think that's because of like our family's rhythm of like you're coming and going every week.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Well, just a standard
day.
I would say
like my least patient hour of the day is like 9 to 10 or, you know, after 9 p.m.
P.m.
Like,
oh, yeah.
So like when the teens are like asking me for stuff or like want me to like give them the go ahead on all these plans.
Yeah.
They're like, I never got my back to school shoes.
Yeah.
And I'm like, it's too late. I can't. Save it for tomorrow.
That ship has sailed.
You're like, add it to your Christmas list.
You want me to do this right now?
That's what it is. Is they their phones turn off.
Yeah.
Or they have to do their homework.
Gloria emerges.
So they come out and they're like, you know,
do I have to go to tutorial tomorrow?
Make their requests known.
Yeah.
And that's when you have the least amount of patience. Like,
well, because it's the time that we're winding down to hang out a little. But you also know if you don't talk to them then you won't talk to them today.
Yeah. And you're like, I'm going to fall asleep in like an hour.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And that's my window. If I don't fall asleep, then I'm going to not fall asleep.
I would say... I thought you were going to say for you, it was your that morning hour.
The morning.
But if I'm home, there's sometimes a little help. And then they are, now that Joel drives Gloria in, it is easier. There's less driving.
Yeah.
For me, it's as soon as we do pick up. You're just, again, especially during the winter months, I think pickup is kind of depressing.
School pickup,
because you're just like, whoa.
It is monotonous.
Here we go.
It is, you know.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But, yeah, I think I've just done it enough.
Yeah. And then they're like, I have math. And you're like, ugh.
I have math.
Now I have math. We have math. Well, great. I failed it the first time through. I'm sure I'm going to be a ton of help here. But yeah, that's when it is for me. I find myself the least, and then my dopamine leaves, and I tell you, I'm gonna like go run my sleep cycle, which is just like my brain just needs to go down for about 20 minutes.
No, I used to. I mean, when we had like three little kids, we would get home, and Claire was like one, and she would drink out of all the kids' water bottles. She would fish them out of their backpacks. So, like, all the germs of each of their schools.
Combined
with our one-year-old.
Yes.
And then everybody needs something.
Uh-huh.
And you have to, like, take all the stuff out of the backpacks. And then you got to do the homework. And everybody's hungry. And we got to go to our sports. And that used to be, like, the hardest for me.
Yeah. And it's pitch black and everybody's sick. Great. Well, hang in there, parents. You know, it's always darkest right before the dawn. All right, let's do a couple emails and then get out of here.
Cool.
Shall we?
Yeah.
This one right here, this email is from Thomas. Subject, military life.
Okay.
Dustin and Melissa, like Mel, I spent my whole life as a military brat, including stops in Wichita Falls. Even went to school in Burke Burnett in the real early 90s.
I was mid-90s.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I was like 93, 94, 95.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Maybe Sorry, I messed this up. No, 93 to 96, 97.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You want to move back?
I just had to get that right. I had to get those 90s. Because I was a cheerleader in sixth grade, and we said, we're here to stay in 95. The Bulldog team, yes, we're alive.
I mean, that is one way to memorize it. There you go. Mm-hmm. Do you still remember your address from then?
Yeah.
Maybe we shouldn't say addresses out loud, but I don't know.
Let's do it.
Anyways, let me tell you guys where Taylor Tomlinson lives. The coolest place I ever lived was Izmir, Turkey. Izmir, I don't know if I'm saying that right, where I was able to see the seven churches of Asia mentioned in Revelation. My dad reenlisted into the Air Force, standing in the arena in Ephesus that Paul mentions in Ephesians. The hardest part of being raised military, my parents are from Alabama and Tennessee, yet I tell people I'm from the North as this is where I spent my formative high school years. My Southern family gets incredibly annoyed when I say this. I'm a Northerner living in Florida with Southern parents. Makes for fun times. Thomas. There you go.
Wow.
Your dad's Colorado, originally from, right? And your mom went to school in Alabama, but she's not from
there?
She
went to school in Alabama. Yeah. She moved around.
Yeah.
Yeah, so did my dad. My dad's dad was military, too. So, yeah.
It's a common theme.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm from Federal Way. all right, and this one right here, this is from Chrissy.
Okay.
Who lives in Chattanooga. I hope you're coming out to my show. Two Sundays from now? I don't know. Subject, the wrong math. Growing up military episode. Hello, Nickerson family. Melissa's story about learning the wrong math really hit home for me. I was in third grade when my family... what word is that?
I don't know that word. Let's just say moved.
Well, I want to know now.
Oh, maybe she's...
past tense?
I was going to say pastoring, like a church.
Okay. United Nations hopes to...
I can't read from here.
How do we say it? Here we go.
Repatriate.
Okay.
Oh, so they were like ambassadors or something?
Yeah, it means... send or bring, especially money, back to one's own country. Foreign firms would be permitted to...
Repatriate.
All profits. Okay.
They're moving. They're moving, but they're not military.
Okay. This is interesting. This is a new word. This is a whole new idea to me. So, repatriated, oil, not military. Oh, okay. Great. Just before Easter from Norway, the country, to Louisiana, Cajun country.
Wow.
What a shift.
Wow.
I didn't know how to advocate for myself, and my new teacher didn't know how to think outside of the box. We were both excited, though, when I told her I recognized the math textbook they were using. When I showed her what chapter we had been on, I didn't think to say, quote, my teachers went out of order in the textbook, and pointed to chapter 2. So I was sent home with a massive stack of worksheets on a Friday, brought them back on Monday completed, then got tested for gifted the next year, and eventually learned how to speak up for myself. The teacher was later arrested for kleptomania, but that's another story.
Oh my gosh.
I love the podcast. Have gotten to see Dustin live once and just keep learning new ways I relate to both. Turned 40 on August 2nd. Thanks for sharing a very relatable third culture kid experience. I mean, Chrissy, you gotta tell the rest of that story.
She saved the best.
Oh, what a tease.
For another time.
For the rest of the episode. That's a great, that's a great email. Or amazing. A great follow-up email. And then this will be a good subject. This will get us started because, this one's pretty long. We're going to save this. Well, that's okay. A very long one. Great. All right, that's it for us this week. I go to the airport. Thanks, everybody, for tuning
all right.
in.
Bye.
Bye.
Andy's yawning.
Hey folks, we want to give a special shout out to our As Essential as Oils patrons. That is our $25 a month and up patrons. Thanks so much for giving to the podcast, starting with Adam Bush,
Avril Griffiths,
Aubrey Antis,
Allison Nelson,
Andy and Darlene Gerton.
Avery Starr,
Bonnie Galindo,
Brandon Schoenberger,
Carrie Teague,
Christopher and Bridget Finland,
Co2Grow,
Courtney Eidling,
Demarius Diaz Stevens,
Daniel Owens,
Dave and Melissa Cox,
Dave Hoagland,
Dustin Daly,
Jason and Francis White,
Jen Thirk,
Jessica Hanrahan,
Jonathan Rivera,
Joshua and Nikki Platt,
Jordan Cowan,
Juliana Smith,
Lori Amos,
Lauren Rachel,
Matt and Sam Slosdom,
Michelle Caslon,
Nicole Carraz,
Rachel Wilson,
Rachel Kennedy,
Robert and Nellie Capen,
Scott Elliott,
Stephen Mina,
Tiffany Payne,
and Tucker Danzy.
Thank you. Tucker Danzy. Thanks so much, everybody. Bye.
Bye.
Weight Watchers now offers access to affordable GLP-1s. It works for members like...
I'm Haley, and I've lost 100 pounds. Weight Watchers has everything I need, from weight loss medications to nutrition support and help with my side effects. It's all in one place.
Weight Watchers handles the insurance for you and offers affordable cash pay options. With our program, our members are losing more weight with expert nutrition and side effect support.
I'm Mike, and I've lost 135 pounds. Weight Watchers prescribing GLP-1 medications, it's been life-changing.
I'm Sharia, and I lost 80 pounds on Weight Watchers. I realized that it would take more than a prescription to lose weight and feel good on a GLP-1.
Better results, expert support, lose more weight, make it last.
I can't imagine doing a GLP-1 without Weight Watchers.
Get started for as low as $25 at weightwatchers.com/GLP-1. For over 60 years, we've helped millions of members find what works for them. Now, it's your turn. Weight Watchers, watch it work. Weight Watchers now offers access to affordable GLP-1s.
Weight Watchers has everything I need, from weight loss medications to nutrition support and help with my side effects.
With our program, our members are losing more weight with expert nutrition and side effect support.
Weight Watchers prescribing GLP-1 medications, it's been life-changing.
Better results, expert support, lose more weight, make it last. Get started today for as low as $25 at weightwatchers.com. Weight Watchers now offers access to affordable GLP-1s. It works for members like...
I'm Haley, and I've lost 100 pounds. Weight Watchers has everything I need, from weight loss medications to nutrition support and help with my side effects. It's all in one place.
Weight Watchers handles the insurance for you and offers affordable cash pay options. With our program, our members are losing more weight with expert nutrition and side effect support.
I'm Mike, and I've lost 135 pounds. Weight Watchers prescribing GLP-1 medications, it's been life-changing.
I'm Sharia, and I lost 80 pounds on Weight Watchers. I realized that it would take more than a prescription to lose weight and feel good on a GLP-1.
Better results, expert support, lose more weight, make it last.
I can't imagine doing a GLP-1 without Weight Watchers.
Get started for as low as $25 at weightwatchers.com/GLP-1. For over 60 years, we've helped millions of members find what works for them. Now, it's your turn. Weight Watchers, watch it work.